Yo, 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 King Judah 23, shalom everybody, shalom, 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 on this Sunday afternoon. I just got done talking about America. Now let me talk about my people, okay? Let me talk to my Hebrew Israelites, let me talk to my indigenous Indians, let me talk to my indigenous Puerto Ricans, my indigenous Dominicans, all of my indigenous Mexicans, all my indigenous Colombians, all my indigenous people all around the world, no matter where you're from, no matter what region you're at, let's talk about this. So before I came on this show, I saw a young brother from Philly, and please support his page. I think it's Rez. Hold on for one moment. It's Rizzy Box. Apologize about that. Yeah, it's Rizzy, RIZZYRECKBOX _2. Okay? That's his Instagram handle. All right? So this brother was in Philly. He saw these kids selling waters. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. But it was selling waters, and so he had a whole case of water. A whole bunch of ice, and he had some money. He gave it to the young brothers. He was like, "Listen, I need you to take all these waters and put it in your bin. The ice, all that, put it in your bin. And matter of fact, here's a whole bunch of ones. You can have them." See, that's how you build the youth. That's how you build a generation. That's how you build a community. You don't build a community by selling people fake dreams. And let me talk to Black America. Stop listening to these fake ass black gurus. Stop listening to these motherfuckers that every 2 to 3 hours they get online talking about, "You can do this for this much money. You can do that. You can do this. You can do that. All you gotta do is ABC 1, 2, 3, blah, 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 blah." It's nothing but blah blah. People like Coach Stormy. People like the trucking guru. These women here are playing you for a fool. They talk about generational wealth, right? I posted this on my Instagram. A brother was talking about generational wealth. He said, "I hate that word." And everybody was like, "Why? Why do you hate that word?" Because you're making people feel bad about not setting up their children for their lives. And I get what the brother was saying. He's not saying that he's not trying to set up his children, but he's doing the best he fucking can. He's doing the best he can do for right now until he can do better. Once he can do better, then he'll do better, right? And this is the problem with our community here, that we love a beautiful lie instead of the ugly truth. Let's just keep it all the way 100. In 1876, I believe, they did a study. Black people, listen to this now. Black people represented 0.5% of the nation's wealth. Let me say that one more time for the people in the back, because I think a lot of people are slow. We know 85 to 90% of American people are stupid. So we'll say it again. 1876. Black people represented 0.5% of the nation's wealth. In 2019, I know this is 4 years ago, black folks represented 0.5% of the nation's wealth. We have literally gone through a whole century and then some, and black folks are still representing 0.5% of the nation's wealth. So why is all these so-called black gurus and all these black millionaires getting on social media and try to tell you you can do this and you can do that, and within 3 weeks you can do this, and within a month you can do that, when we still only represent 0.5% of the nation's wealth? And that's because they are playing to the low self-esteem of black folks. People like Coach Stormy, people like Chuck and Guru, and if you don't know who these people are, please pull them up. Matter of fact, I'll pull them up for you. Coach Stormy, COACHSTORMY. Okay, she's on Instagram. And also the Trucking Guru, THETRUCKINGURU. The Trucking Guru and Coach Stormy. They're gonna show you. Oh, this is so easy. You can make money within weeks. You can do this within weeks. I'm here to say this right here. Stop listening to these motherfuckers. Stop listening to these people get on social media and say, yeah, you could do this, and you could do that, and you could do this, and you could do that, and you could do this, and you could do that. If it was that fucking easy, think about it. Use your brain. If it was that fucking easy, would everybody do it? Especially in this economy. If it was so easy to go out there and do this and do that and you'll make money. If it was that fucking simple, would everybody do it? Of course everybody would do it. So why is black folks still representing only one half of 1% of the nation's wealth? But we have all these black gurus. We have all these people on social media who have the same skin color as us and telling us we could be millionaires just like them. We could travel all over the world just like them. We can do all this just like them. Because Satan needs souls. Ooh, oh, time out. Wait a minute. You losing me for a minute. I know I lose people because only Cardi B can really relate to you and she can speak your language and say, yeah, and no, and you'll understand that garbage, but you're not understanding what I'm saying. So let me break things down to you. People like Coach Stormy, people like the Trucking Guru, and those other social media influencers, they are serving Satan. Woo, wait a minute, time out. So you mean to tell me that I can't do it? I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm not saying that you could take their product and you twist and you make your own little twist to it and guess what? Boom, this is set. I'm not saying you cannot do it. But I'm telling you, be very careful of these social media influencers because they are going to get you trapped. They're going to get you in with Satan. I know Coach Stormy for damn sure. I know she serves Satan. I know for damn sure she serves Satan. Why you know that? Well, she goes to Columbia all the time. What do you mean? Just because she goes to Columbia doesn't mean she serves Satan? Do you know that the Church of Satan, the headquarters is in Columbia? Ooh. But see, you only going to research what time the football game is going to be on. You don't research anything important. I'm going to say this again. Black folks, we got to start using our brain. We got to start using our resources. Start getting around like-minded people who are thinking different. Yes. Get around people who will start to think different. All this traveling, all this traveling, turning up, getting drunk, getting high, getting fucked up, getting fucked, getting screwed, doing this, doing that, doing this, doing that. You're doing all this garbage. And you don't have Yah in your life whatsoever. You don't have Yah whatsoever in your life. Yeah, I may not have that much money. Yeah, I may not be living on a Fowler Hall. I may not have a Benz. I may not have 24s on my cars. But you know what? I have two cars in my driveway. And I'm not here to brag. I'm not here to brag whatsoever. Let me say that one more time for the people in the back. I'm not here to brag. But I got two cars in my driveway. That I can just crank up and go. My son is healthy. Yes, he may be special needs, but he's healthy. He eats every single day, and he's jumping around. He's happy. All my bills are paid. That's favor from Yahweh. That is favor. I'm going to say that one more time for the people in the back. You got to start being around people who are like-minded. Stop listening to the social media influencers, because they are serving Satan. They are doing something. Do you think Satan's going to let you play in his playground and to elevate your people? Come on, man. Use your brain. Use your brain, man. If a nigga tells you to go and do this, that, and third, you'll be a millionaire in 3 weeks. You got to question that. Is it that easy? What the hell I've been doing the whole entire time? Think about it, people. If it was that easy to go do step one, do step two, and do step three, and in 3 weeks you'll be a millionaire, don't you think everybody would fucking do it? Don't you think I would have done it? Do you think you would have done it? You, Air Corps, everybody would have fucking done it. So why have more black people, why have more black people suffering more than they're elevating? Why is it that we're still struggling and you got all these black social media gurus giving you game and telling you ABC 1, 2, 3, and you buy my course for $300, $400, $500, within 3 weeks you'll be a millionaire. If that was the fucking case, everybody would fucking do it, right? Satan is not going to let you play in his playground. Satan's not going to let you play in his playground and you're going to elevate your people on his behalf. He doesn't run like that. He doesn't work like that, man. You're going to have to play ball with Satan, man. That's just facts. You're going to have to play ball with Satan. And I'm going to say this, and I want to say this too, because I'm starting to really get really pissed the hell off and I'm really getting tired of this shit. I'm tired of seeing my black people, my indigenous people, my people, my Israelites, my indigenous Indians, and my indigenous Puerto Ricans and Dominicans, and every time we on social media, every two videos, somebody shaking their ass. Man or woman. Before we used to say the women just shaking their ass, now we got men shaking their ass now. Now the men doing the water challenge. Make me sweat, make me hotter. I am sick and tired, and then we sit up here and we complain about, well, black people being discriminated against. Well, why black people can't get this, and why black people can't get that? Because the fact of the matter is, excuse me, we're so busy shaking our ass for massa. And then y'all call yourselves some real bitches and some real niggas. Boy, there's nothing real about that. You're nothing but a damn coon, yes. Facts. You're nothing but a fucking coon on these platforms. You shaking your ass on these damn platforms. And you're and my thing is, while you shaking your ass on these platforms, Joe Biden and the Biden administration is ready to take your rights away. While you shaking your ass on these platforms, that the WHO is ready to take all your rights away. They ready for a new world order right now. The only thing that's standing in the way is what the indigenous Indians, a.k.a. the original people of America, a.k.a. black folks. We're the only one standing in the way between what's going on right now, what's going on in the world right now, and a new world order. China's already, they already groomed their people to be part of the new world order. So China ain't worried. India's not worried. Saudi Arabia's not worried. Dubai's not worried. El Salvador not worried. It's only in America. Because you know why? Because America has to give back the land of the indigenous Indians. Come on, talk. You want to talk about wealth, right? You want to talk about wealth. Social media influencers. Are you guys telling them about whole life insurance that builds cash policy and you can take the cash out? While you still living, and still they can pay, they still gonna pay the benefit. Do you talk about that? Do you talk about IUL's insurance? That's universal health life insurance, by the way. Do you talk about that? You talking about these companies that are now they have stock in real estate? Now you could buy a piece of the real estate without actually owning the damn property? Do you talk about that? Of course not, because these are surefire ways of really building wealth. But it's not going to happen in 3 weeks. It's not going to happen in 3 months. Hell, it's not going to be in 3 years. This is going to be a long-term investment. This is going to be a long-term investment. And black folks hate to hear long-term. Black people only living for the short term, for right now. You know your bill is coming up. You know you're going to have to pay $300-something on that light bill. But you're going to go to the club right now because the bitches are there. Then your license off. Then you go on social media. Man, I'm going through it. Y'all pray for me. Man, fuck you. What are we doing as black people right now? What are we doing as black folks right now? What are we doing as black people, as the indigenous Indians, as the indigenous Hebrew Israelites? What are we doing as the indigenous, the original man, period? What are we doing to improve our conditions? What are we doing to really truly improve our conditions? By scrolling. And listen to people that we like to hear instead of shit that we need to hear. This is my last time addressing the black people, indigenous people. This is my last time addressing this because it's starting to get old. I'm tired of dealing with it. I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of talking about it. Me, and I'm the one that's talking about it right now. But this is the last time we're going to do this. Because it's time to start elevating. It's time to start talking about different things. How to change your status. How to get your world passport. Yes, there's something that's called a world passport. But see, you too busy watching Cardi B shake her damn ass crack in your damn face for you even pay attention to that. It's time to start changing your passport from a citizen to a nationalist. Yes. It's time to start talking about trust. Yes. This is stuff we need to start talking about. You got an I apologize. You got an I authenticated trust. That will belong to you since birth. Every single one of us are billionaires. Woo, we are walking billion. Do you understand that? Do you understand your birth certificate? Do you nothing but a damn cattle? They don't even put your race on the damn birth certificate anymore. Why? Why is it that our grandmothers and our mothers and fathers have Negro or colored or black on their birth certificate, but our birth certificate, they ain't got nothing on there because we are public traded on the stock market? Are we talking about this as black folks? No! We don't talk about this shit at all. The only thing we're talking about, man, see, let me tell you something about these niggas. These niggas ain't shit, girl. And I'ma say this, girl. And if you can't handle me, then shoot, you gotta make $100,000 a year. And you gotta drive a Bentley and your dangling gotta be down to your kneecaps. Meanwhile, I got this same stinking ass pussy that I pushed 5 kids out and nobody wants to marry a bitch because I don't even respect my damn self. That's what I bring to the damn table. Then you get these feminist, gay ass, faggot ass men. Oh, I'm a high value man, and these bitches down here ain't shit. I'm gonna get my passport, and I'm gonna go find me some coochie. Come on, man, are you for real? This is what we're talking about. And this is what's really good out here. Is it talking about your isotated, but is it talking about your trust? Your isotated trust that the queen put and try to hide from everybody in 1666? Wait a minute, King Judah. Wait a minute. You mean tell me there's a trust for us? Yes, nigga. You're a walking billionaire. You don't even fucking know it. And you sitting around here, girl, I'm struggling. Shoot, if a nigga can't pay all the bills, I don't need that nigga in my life. Get him out of here, girl. Run around like a bunch of damn fucking coons. I can't say anything else besides that. You run around like a bunch of fucking coons out here. And you think you saying something. Girl, if he can't pay all the bills, he can't get this coochie. You know, I want that nasty ass coochie any damn way. Please. You must have lost your loving ass mind. And then you got these niggas out here running around here really going to bat. Well, shit. Well, let me go do this. Let me go do that. Let me go do this. Let me go do that. You running yourself in damn circles like an idiot to oppress a bitch who only shop at Rainbow. She ain't got enough money to go to the damn mall and go shop some for some decent clothes. Bitch, go to Rainbow. By the way, if that's the best you can do as a woman, and you doing the best you can, you working hard, you staying true to yourself, you know who you are, and that's the best you can do for right now. Shout out, go shop at Rainbow to go shop that motherfucker out. I'm not dissing you. I'm not trying to disrespect you. I know some people out here are struggling to do the best they can. But for you Negroes out here, really running around here thinking your shit don't stink, and you think everything's so fucking funny, everything's so damn funny to black folks. You know what's so funny? You know why white people laugh at? That you dead last in education, that you dead last in infrastructure, that you dead last in everything. Economics, you're dead last in everything. They laughing at you. So while you out here beefing with your black woman, bitch, you ain't shit. Nigga, you ain't shit. Bitch, you ain't shit. Nigga, you ain't shit. While you out here arguing with each other, white man said both of y'all ain't shit. I got both of y'all motherfuckers. And definitely Jewish man is definitely laughing at your asses, because guess what? He runs the white man who runs your ass. Woo! Come on. And I ask black people all the time. This is a thing I ask black people. You call yourself African-American, right? Oh, so here you go with that indigenous Indian shit. You know what I'm saying? And we're talking about the original Puerto Ricans and Dominicans and all that. Man, see, we ashamed to be African. I ask every black person this. If you African-American, what part of Africa are your ancestors from? I actually have proof. Right here in my file. I have proof of my files. See, ain't no cap in my rap. I actually have actual proof, actual documentation, actual real shit out here that says where my ancestors came from Sierra Leone, West Africa, in the Temi tribe. I actually have this. What part of Africa are your ancestors from, since you are African American? Well, shit, you know they took it away from us. Man, please, get out of here. Bye. Because black folks come with more excuses than a nigga go to jail, period. But meanwhile, tonight, the club's gonna be packed tonight. Ladies free before midnight. Fellas, only $5 to get in. Free drinks for everybody before 1 p.m., before 1 a.m. We got the sexiest dancers in the whole wide world. We will attend failure every single fucking week, but we're not even halfway smart enough to even look at the shit to build wealth for our children. And then you wonder why your children ain't shit. I said this about my cousin. I said this about my cousin and his family a long time ago, and this applies to all black folks. I'm gonna keep it all the way 100. I look at the child, I don't give a damn they 1 year old, 2 years old, 15 years old, or 19 years old. Let me look at your parents, and I can determine what your future is going to be. Nine times out of ten, if your parents ain't shit, you ain't gonna be shit. And that's facts. Oh, go ahead, King. You don't do that because you don't know people like that. Now, anything can happen. Yeah, you're right. Anything can happen. But let's just keep it all the way funky, shall we? I know some niggas right now that never left Philly. This is back home. I left Philly, man, over 20 years ago. Over 20 years ago, I left Philly. I got homeboys right now that never left the fucking city, dog. I also know some niggas right now here in Atlanta that never left Atlanta. Ain't thought about traveling anywhere. Ain't thinking about going looking at no other coaches. But you want some white man to magically give you reparations. Come on. I saw, and I'm gonna say a couple more things. That's gonna be it. I saw a man on Instagram, and this was the saddest shit in the whole wide world. The Most High gave fake. Well, first of all, the lottery is not from the Most High, but okay, let's just say for instance, the Most High had favor on him. He won a $30,000 lottery ticket. $30,000. Listen to this. This is the mentality of my people. This has nothing to do with the white man or racism or anything like that. It has nothing. This is a mentality thing. This is a mindset. Brother won $30,000 off a scratch off. Woo! Think about that. He won $30,000 off a scratch off. Do you want to guess how much what he did with the money? Do you want to guess what he did with the money? He bought a $20,000 chain. Listen to me, man. The man won $30,000. The man didn't think about buying no real estate, putting up in a whole life insurance account. Let that money grow. He could have, okay, let's say for instance he got a policy for $100,000. If he put half of it in, the business is going to grow within the next 5 years. It would have grew tremendously. But that's on here and no there. We're going to move on with the get along, right? He didn't think about buying no dehydrated foods. He didn't think about going to real estate. Hell, if he would have bought a car, that would have been a lot better. This nigga went and bought a $20,000 chain. But hold up! The story don't end right there. Guess what happened to the brother? You want to guess? Let's guess. The man's chain got stolen within 2 months. Damn. And this is 90% of black folks right here. I'm going to say this once, I'm going to say it again. 90% of our black folks are fucked up in the head. There is no helping these niggas out. There's no helping these bitches out. I am telling you right now, stop wasting your... This is for my one-third who got their shit together or trying to get their shit together. Just because you're not there yet doesn't mean you won't get there, but you're at least trying. For my indigenous people that's going out here, trying their hardest, going to work, trying their hardest, going out here doing the best they can to provide for their families and loved ones. They're doing the best they can. They staying on 10 toes. They keep it 100. They real people. They authentic people. They cool the whole nine. Stop wasting your energy on useless ass niggas. I'm telling you. Niggas like that brother I just said, they useless. I'm going to say it again. They are useless. Most people in your family are useless. I'm going to say it again. Most people in your family are useless. Man, don't talk about my mama. Don't talk about my daddy. See, again, black people are so damn sensitive when it comes down to their family, but won't be sensitive when it comes down to getting your trust. Won't be sensitive when it comes down to getting your status changed. Come on, man. Most people in your family are completely useless. They are Christians. They're going to go to church every single Sunday. They're going to put $50 in the damn offering plate. Think they did something. They're going to shout, ha la 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 la, fa la 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 la, shouting in tongues. First of all, that had nothing to do with the Holy Spirit, but we'll move on. That had nothing to do with it, but we'll move on. Like I said before. And you and these niggas really do think that they really doing something. They really think they doing something. I am here to tell you right now, 90% of black folks are going to be done away with. Period. 90% of black folks are going to be done away with. Period. Listen to what I'm telling you right now. 90% of black folks are going to be done away with. Period. Because their mindset is fucked up. Their mindset only thinks about traveling, screwing, getting jewelry, buying cars, fucking around, and get on Instagram and flexing. That's the only thing they're thinking about. They're not thinking about IULs, which is universal index life insurance that you could put money in and it's like a savings account. It draws between 4-5% every single annual year. It pays dividends. That means, nigga, that means you get a $50,000 policy and it drove 4-5%, 4-5% of $50,000. What is it? Come on, that's $2,500 every year. But because you can't stunt and you can't show off your big jewelry with a $2,500 annually, and you can't get no big booty bitching and go travel the world and all that, that ain't nothing. But with Coach Stormy and when the trucking guru said, hey, listen, give me $800 for my fake ass course and I'll show you how to be a millionaire within 3 weeks, you invest in that. I don't understand that, and yet I have not seen not one person from Coach Stormy's damn classes become a multimillionaire, become a brand themselves. They always hanging on to Coach Stormy. Pay attention to that, people. Especially my black women. Stop listening to these hoes talking about in 3 weeks you could be a millionaire. If that was the case, why is all these women still running around behind Coach Stormy's pussy? Tell me that. Tell me why Coach Stormy is not producing more millionaires like she's a millionaire, right? Trucking guru made over $100 million in trucking. Man, bullshit. You got Yellow Freight just went out of business. Yellow Freight just went out of business. Convoy, big trucking carrier in Seattle, huge in the upper Northwest. Just went out of business. Yes, all these trucking companies going in and out of business. Come on, man. But you made $100 million, and you got 100 trucks. But then all of a sudden everything gets exposed. See, that's why they all try to bring a sister down. Bitch, shut the fuck up. Ain't no one want to hear that garbage. It's garbage. But you guys will spend $1,000 on a fake ass dream. You will spend $1,000 on a beautiful lie instead of a cold hard truth. All you gotta do is put a little bit of money into a life insurance policy, a whole life insurance policy. Matter of fact, I just got a quote. From an insurance company. My damn self. When I come back from the Virgin Islands, I'm supposed to be talking to this insurance person. Y'all running around here. Y'all really running around here talking nonsense. Nonsense. Oh, within 3 weeks, you'll be a millionaire. Just give me $800. I'm going to show you how to get down. In 3 weeks, you'll be a millionaire. If that's the case, why does she have a whole bunch of women right behind her? If that was the case, Coach Stormy will produce another millionaire, and that millionaire will produce another millionaire, and that millionaire will produce another millionaire, and that millionaire, and that will keep going on and on and on. Why does she have over 100 women behind her team? Because she is not making no millionaire out of nobody. Use your brain, people. Use your brain. The bitch ain't bringing on and creating no millionaires. She playing you. She playing you, man. Woman. She playing you. And then you get these Instagram niggas. See, you go get an LLC, and then you go do this, and you go do that, you go do this, and within 6 months, you have $50,000 in your pocket, then you take that $50,000, you flip that, and you go do that. If that's the damn case, everybody would have fucking did it, man! Stop being so fucking stupid! Peace and favor, man. To the Most High, give favor. Satan blesses. Use your fucking brain, people.